Whether you plan to tune in live or just catch the highlights, Charlottians may recognize a familiar face at the royal wedding of Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle. Charlotte Symphony music director Christopher Warren Green will be conducting the ceremony music. He talked to WFAE's Jessa O'Connor about the upcoming ceremony, past royal weddings, and his personal relationship with the royals.
On May 19th, the British people will welcome a new princess into the royal family. The ceremony, which has a guest count of about 600 people, is set to take place at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Charlotte Symphony music director Christopher Warren Green will be conducting the ceremony orchestra. This isn't his first royal rodeo. He's also the principal conductor of the London Chamber Orchestra.
This is actually my third royal wedding, so I was really surprised to get the call and delighted. I'm very excited about it.
He conducted the orchestra at Prince William's wedding to Kate Middleton, the now Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince Charles's wedding to Camilla Parker Bowles, the Duchess of Cornwall.
I think most people would agree that weddings can be problematic. A royal wedding is extremely complicated, is complex.
Timing is everything, he says. The orchestra has to know exactly when to start, stop, slow down, or speed up according to the pace of the ceremony. He remembers conducting the Crown Imperial at William and Kate's wedding.
It's a coronation anthem, but the Queen said it doesn't matter, so we'll do it, and they wanted it.
The couple walked out of the ceremony to the song and, following tradition, bowed before the Queen on their way out. He says the orchestra had to time the music just right, so it would change when William and Kate paid their respects to the Queen.
It comes down to this sort of Elgarian, beautiful hymn, come anthem, come chorale. And at the very moment they approached the Queen for the bow and curtsy, we'd got to that moment.
But like any wedding, Warren Green says there's the occasional hitch, like losing the Queen at Prince Charles's wedding.
Her Majesty was nowhere in sight. And I was looking into the congregation at Equerries and to the private secretary and mouthing, "Where's the Queen?" To which I was getting, "I don't know."
He says the Queen just decided to come in through another door. A small glitch, but a heart-stopping moment for Warren Green. But being the orchestra conductor does come with some perks, like knowing the royal family. As for his relationship with Princes William and Harry...
When they were very tiny, I bumped into them at Buckingham Palace, so I've known them almost all their lives. Not the same relationship that I have with the Prince of Wales.
Who he says he talks with often, because they share a deep love of music. Prince Charles wrote him a congratulations letter when he became the Charlotte Symphony conductor. He says he hopes the King-to-be will one day hop the pond for one of his shows. As far as the newest Princess-to-be...
I've not met Meghan Markle, but I've been watching Suits.
Mike Ross? Hi. I'm Rachel Zane. I'll be giving you your orientation.
Wow, you're pretty.
Good. You've hit on me. We can get it out of the way that I'm not interested.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't hitting on you.
Trust me. I've given dozens
of... Not to spoil anything, but Meghan Markle's character Rachel Zane was interested. But only for the show, of course. Warren Green says he could have never imagined rubbing elbows with royals.
Me? No, I have no aristocratic blood whatsoever. I come from a purely working-class family. Certainly my grandfather, who was a coal miner, would never have dreamt that I would be doing so many royal occasions at the invitation of the future king.
He says he has music to thank for that. When it comes to selecting the music for the upcoming wedding, Warren Green says he has some control, but it's mostly up to the bride and her to-be father-in-law. But he does plan to change things up a bit.
I think it's safe for me to say that without a doubt we will have an American slant to this wedding, of course.
When asked if he could share more specifics, he replied with a smile.
I can, but then I'd have to kill you.
It's safe to say I didn't press him further. To find out if Meghan Markle will walk down the aisle to the American national anthem, you'll have to tune into the ceremony, which will be broadcasted on the BBC and other major networks. For WFAE, I'm Jessa O'Connor.